Yes, for two schools, for St Columbkill's Primary School in Letterkenny, the school now can proceed to the signing of contract stage for the major extension at the school, and I'm delighted that that progress has been made, and Dorrien Construction will be the contractor on site. And secondly, we've got the green light and approval for St Mary's and Stranorlar now to proceed to the signing of contracts, and also delighted to see a local company, Boyle's Construction, getting a contract there to build a brand new school at St Mary's in Rimelton. So look, I want to congratulate everybody involved for all the hard work and bringing both projects to this place.
And such positive news on what could be your last day as Education Minister. Joe, how do you feel about that now going forward? I suppose, how do you feel about your tenure as Minister?
Well, look, I suppose, yeah, change comes in everybody's lives in terms of jobs, and certainly my time in education has been a hard one, to say the least. And within the first 48 hours to deal with the WBS issue with buildings and construction issues, to the recent 3 months during the pandemic, and it certainly hasn't been dull. But I just want to thank everybody within the school community for all their heavy lifting during my time in office, and for having just such a proactive relationship as well, and putting students front and centre of everything that we do. So look, I'm delighted that we were able to get a lot of things over the line, and obviously in Donegal we've been working hard on many, many school extensions and school projects, and the school projects that I've got included into the capital plan, no matter what the change is, those schools are protected, and I'll be ensuring no matter what post I have or where I end up that I'll be keeping a close eye to make sure that they all progress, because there's been a lot of work done there as well. But look, just want to thank everybody, and in particular the teaching community as well, who have had a fairly turbulent time over the last few months, and to all the teachers who continue to reach out to the students and stay in touch with the students and communicate with parents, teachers and principals and teaching staff, from SNAs to secretaries, and the entire team who worked so hard during the pandemic. I just want to thank them.
But you yourself, Minister, have had such a huge undertaking over the last couple of months in terms of this pandemic. You must feel, you know, a sense of maybe apprehension even to pass the torch over to potentially to somebody else now.
Well, look, this job is going to be continue to be a difficult job, because there's one thing's for sure, that I know while people want certainty and they want clear lines as to what will happen, this is not going to be possible because of the pandemic and because of the uncertainty that we have, and potential resurgence and spike in the virus. But one thing that has to continue to happen is a partnership approach, whether it's at a primary level, whether it's the NTO or the CPSMA or the unions at post-primary level, or the management bodies and the students' representative voices. I've continued to have them around the table. We got consensus on the junior cycle exams, consensus on cancellation of the written exams, the introduction of a whole new calculated grades process, and we're working now and intensifying their efforts to ensure that successful school openings in relation to summer provision, which will start happening in July, but also to try to maximise return of students in late August, early September, because we need students back in class. If students don't get back into classroom on a full-time basis at a maximum capacity, that'll mean that these students will be out of school for a period of 6 months, and that is a risk that no Minister of Education should take in the future, because it's too long to be out of school, and we have to try to maximise that. But obviously the only solution we'll get will be with partnership and work with the school communities, but that necessary mechanism, it's set up, and whoever gets this job has to keep everybody around that table to come up with a consensus.